Hey sluts, I'm Aubrey, an Aquarius sun, Scorpio moon, Taurus rising.
And I'm Danny, a Sag sun, Leo moon, Libra rising. And we're your astro sluts.
It's another quickie episode. Happy Friday if you're listening to this. The day it came out. I love English. Okay, I don't know.
I don't know either.
But we're happy you're listening. Thanks. Hi.
Happy to be here. Our quickies are all, well, they're not all, but oftentimes, and today it will be a listener submission. So today we have a gorgeous story from one of you.
We've got a SOG today.
We have a SOG today.
I can't stop abbreviating words.
I think that's good. We know
I can't tell
about.
If it's really annoying or not.
I think it's a little bit silly.
Okay, I think it's the intention is silly, but I think it's going to get annoying one day. And I'm just expecting everyone to tell me when they're like, all right.
You're done. We'll let you know.
Do you want to read the submission?
Let's
I'm gonna,
go.
I'm going to sit back and relax.
Hey Astro Sluts, been loving the tea on these different write-ins and thought I would shoot mine out there. A little over a year ago, I met this super awesome girl. Libra sun and Mercury, Virgo moon and Venus, Leo Mars, Cap rising. She came on to me pretty hard, which I didn't really reciprocate because I was at the tail end of my toxic relationship with my ex. Fast forward to about a month or so later, my ex and I are done, and I slid into her DMs to see what's up, you know? Come to find out, in that month, she got into a relationship, which I was crushed because, of course, our timing would be off. Just my luck. But that's not totally been the case, I guess. After I slid into her DMs and she told me about her new GF, mind you, in a super not excited about new GF way, we essentially started talking, texting, Snapchatting nonstop, with her mostly instigating and driving conversation. A few months later, we meet up to go to a concert together. I accepted she had a GF and was just expecting it to be a friendly hang, but it was like a full-on lesbian rom-com of a hangout. She takes me to a Kama Sutra-themed restaurant.
Crazy.
What? That's what do you mean? She buys my dinner and at the concert was leaning into me, touching the small of my back and doing other very flirtatious things throughout the night.
Like, what? That is the details we want, people.
Literally. After that, I started having serious feelings for her and told her that I couldn't talk to her as much for my own sake because she has a girlfriend. Duh. And she respected that with air quotes. And
That's
we kind
a crazy
of
crazy thing to say to someone.
I know.
I respect that.
Is that I'm in a relationship. No, for sure.
I got it.
Yeah, I got that. I respect it. And we kind of trailed off for a little while. I also don't think they're open/poly because I feel like it would have come up by now, especially considering the countless times I've mentioned I have feelings for her. You're
it
right.
Would for
they're
sure
definitely
come up.
Not.
If they
yeah.
were poly, they would have great communication skills.
Yeah, exactly. We now go back and forth where we're good for a little bit. We'll talk consistently and flirtatious, and then I catch myself feeling hurt about it and I'll stop. But she's persistent and I literally can't resist her. She's literally like my dream girl. She'll pop in at the most inconvenient, vulnerable times, or worse, she'll pop in and charm my pants right off. Tell me how pretty I am. Have a really intellectual conversation about something we mutually like. They're a Gemini Venus, etc. And this has been super hard on me because she was also the first woman I've ever had serious feelings for. Since she's moved in with her girlfriend.
Of course.
Yet continues to flirt/check in on me. I don't want to block, unfollow, totally ice her out because I do think she's an awesome person who I very much enjoy. But I do kind of still have feelings for her and it's been an emotional roller coaster and I just don't know how to handle her flirting with me while she still has a girlfriend. Thanks for reading. Can't wait to see what you babes have in store.
Okay, this bitch just like literally she does sucks. Not. She doesn't know what she wants at all. Just first of all.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The way she's treating you does not sound like a dream to me personally. I think we need to protect you here. Oh, let's do a big three.
So our listener that wrote in is a Cancer sun, aqua moon, Sagittarius rising. Sagittarius rising.
We need to set a boundary here.
Yeah. Big,
something along the lines of like, if you guys are still dating, then we cannot flirt. And then we need like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like if they do not, there needs to be consequences. If this girl cannot like not stop hurting your feelings, if this girl can't either break up with her current girlfriend or stop flirting with you, like,
yeah,
there, it doesn't have to be like you're icing her out to be mean. That's just
totally, you're protecting your own feelings. And like, she clearly like knows she has you wrapped around her finger. Like, she knows that anytime she's having a bad day, wants attention, needs someone to talk to, you'll be there. And that's just like literally not fair to you. Like, whatever about their relationship and respecting that, like, who cares? Like, this is just like not fair to you.
Yeah, I do. This situation sucks and I'm like sorry that it's happening. Yeah. Like, we've all been there.
Yeah.
So we've come in hot, but like, I am really sorry that this is happening. But we just love you and we care about you.
No, and we've literally just like done this. Like, we know.
Yeah,
like, we know. So, yeah, you just need to, like, set the boundary. You need to protect your peace, because I can only imagine, like, you are said, like, you're on an emotional roller coaster. Like, yeah, I'm sure you are. And I'm sure that it was, like, downplaying exactly how you feel every time this fucking happens.
Yeah. And I assume, like, you have an Aquarius moon and a Gemini Venus. So, like, I assume that those placements in you are kind of like up for this like roller coaster silliness, like butterflies, like a flirt.
Right.
But then you also have a Cancer Sun and a Cancer Mars. Like, those placements are not up for this and like at all.
No, totally.
And we need to protect our Cancer.
Yeah. I think you just need to be like clear. You need to tell her that like we're in or we're out. We're doing this, we're not. You're in a relationship with someone else. And then you are not in any kind of relationship with me, or we can do this, but like, you have to be like, it's one or the other at this point, because clearly there hasn't been the ability to like just be friends.
Yeah. To briefly do her chart, like, she does have the like crush has a Libra Sun and Mercury. Mm-hmm. So probably very flirty and like very much like just knows exactly what you want to hear, like is able to like morph into whatever crush anyone needs. Like, there's just also no way that you're the only person that they're doing this to.
I know, I didn't think about that, but yeah,
I don't know.
Me, like, it's, this also happened to be, I feel, or maybe like you're similar with a Libra, but like a man though, but I'm like I didn't think about that part, but yeah. I blocked that out.
Yeah.
No, they love to just anyone. Oh, they're so cute and charming. Anyone in their path.
Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
Until we're like.
Until it's not.
Until we're like hurting people like this. Yeah. Crush has a Virgo moon and Venus. So I feel like it's giving like they can like compartmentalize their feelings in a way that you can't. Like, an earth sign can be like, oh no, I have
this,
like,
is my this
these
person.
Feelings for this person, and I do this with this person, like,
yeah, I live with this person,
yeah,
I chat with this person,
just like a little more detached in that way. But then they have a Leo Mars, so like, it's just,
yeah, they just want attention.
They just want attention. They don't want your heart.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, this sounds like really emotional, and it sounds like this is like, maybe it's just one of those things where you can like take like the things you're really attracted to and you really found like special and wonderful about this person and look for it in someone else.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
It's good to learn what we like. We like these things about this person. She kind of sucks right now. Maybe she won't always suck. That's an option. But we can take the nice things, the nice dates, the nice conversation, like the things that like are exciting to you about this, and be like, okay, let's pursue this elsewhere.
There are so many great people out there.
There's a lot of great people.
Mm-hmm. Seems like this one is not like acting like, and just also imagine if you were in a relationship with her, like, okay, yeah, maybe
yeah,
you could
she's
change
just
her,
Snapchatting
but like, I think
someone
she would just
else
do this
time.
To someone else if you were dating her.
No, yeah, that's so true.
I do have an evil plan that's okay. An alternative to everything that we've said so far.
Continue.
I'm wondering if we've met the girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I don't think that this is actually a good idea, because I think this would end up just hurting your feelings a lot. Okay. But I'm like, maybe we should hang out with the girlfriend. Because you guys are separately? Just friends. No. Together.
Oh.
I just think it could be. Okay. I think it could be a good evil plan. And see like what the vibe is then.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. I just like want to know.
What I don't think it's the evilest of plans.
No.
Yeah.
It. Your choice how evil it could get.
Yeah.
But I think there's some good plot in there.
Yeah, you have options.
Get everybody in the same room, see what the vibe is then. Mm. Like, what's their vibe?
I know.
Of course they live together.
Yeah, of course.
I understand. Thank you for writing in.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your story with us.
Be kind to yourself. Protect yourself, your peace, your energy. You deserve better.
Yeah, you deserve better. You deserve to be a priority.
Yes.
You're not their priority.
And just respect it. Like, it seems like you're trying to put boundaries and they just like keep getting stomped over again and again. Yeah. Boundaries with consequences. Please stick to them. You're strong. You got it.
Okay. Proud of you.
Bye.
Bye.